You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Steva Robbins, who is a veteran of 11 startups and 4 IPOs, a top 10 iTunes business podcaster, the Get It Done Guy, and an executive coach who works with successful business people to grow their businesses and their lives. Steva, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
A pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So they say that all you need to succeed is an iron will, fierce determination, and willpower. What do you think about that?
You know, it's a wonderful myth, and if you read the business press and the entrepreneurship press, it is everywhere. I think the reason for that is that when someone's successful, we say, gee, Fred, how did you get to be so successful? And Fred always says, well, I worked really hard, and I had a lot of willpower and determination. What's Fred going to say otherwise? Oh, I was really lucky, and I kind of kicked back and sat in a hammock while other people did the work, and then luck smiled on me, and I won the lottery. No. In fact, they being scientists, have done some real research into this. And it turns out, of course, the people you never hear about are the people who have an iron will, fierce determination, willpower, and they're in the wrong place at the wrong time, and their business doesn't take off. That's the problem. Everyone starts with the iron will, determination, etc. What they found, though, is that if you really want to succeed, it's less about willpower, interestingly enough, and it is much more about creating the right systems and the right accountability so that the systems themselves move you to success, as opposed to it being this heroic force of will. So in fact, you know, iron will, fierce determination, willpower, great. If you like that, go for it. If you're in your 20s, of course, you have tons and tons and tons of it. For those of us who are over 20, sorry, for those of us who are 30, it gets a little bit of tiring to try to do everything by willpower every minute of every day. So what I say is put your attention not just on your willpower, but on the systems that you set up, the accountability, the incentives that you put in place, and really learn how to motivate yourself and your people and your company in a way that is more based upon being smart and less based upon just trying to heroically push your way through.
Good answer for sure. Now, you're devoted to helping people to create results in their businesses. What in the world does that have to do with having a life?
Well, you know, in my podcast, the sign-off is work less, do more, and have a great life. And people tend to concentrate very much on the work less, do more part of that. So the podcast itself is largely around productivity. However, as far as I can tell, the only reason it's important to work less and do more is so that you can have a great life. So that's the part that I concentrate on, that having a life is the point. Like, that's why we do it. That's why we invented business in the first place. You know, we didn't just wake up one day and as a human race and say, oh, let's all start doing commerce and buying and selling things. Well, the reason we buy and sell things is so that our lives will be better, so that we can have the things that we want, so that we can spend time with the people that we love. And there's talk about life balance, which is how do you deal with the two parts of your life. And I don't think there's any such thing as life balance. All you have is life. You have one life, and at any given moment, you have a choice about how you're going to spend the next 5 minutes. And sometimes you choose to spend the next 5 minutes doing stuff that you call work. Sometimes you spend the next 5 minutes doing stuff that you call having a life. But there's really only one life, and when it's over, it's over. And however you spend your time is how you spend your time. So to me, business and life are not separate. And when you're putting your business together, you need to take into account the life that you want that business to create. Otherwise, you're not going to get anywhere. I mean, you'll get someplace with your business, and you'll wonder why you have no life, or vice versa. When you're putting together your life, you have to take into account what are your business needs, what are the kinds of businesses that you're trying to create. And to me, that's one of the real keys to people who are long-term successful business people, is they understand that it's not just about creating a business, it's about creating a business in the context of a life.
Yeah, you're certainly hitting it on all cylinders right now. So tell me, in your book, your first chapter is Live on Purpose. What does that mean? And isn't that a bit woo-woo for a business book? I mean, Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes, it is a bit woo-woo for a business book, except it isn't. Live on Purpose is in fact the first chapter of my book, and my book is on personal productivity. It's not on general business, and it's certainly not on how to live a great life. But Live on Purpose is a productivity principle. What it says is when you're doing something, you should know what the purpose is, why you're doing it. If you are currently typing something on Facebook, why? Are you doing that because you believe it's going to get you customers, because it's going to increase your brand awareness, or because it's going to get you closer to your friends? Or are you doing it because you believe it's going to relax you? Most of us don't question our own behavior, so we do whatever occurs to us to do next instead of doing whatever is going to get us to where we want to be next. And I believe strongly in stopping and going, wait a minute, why am I doing this anyway? And does this really relate to my higher level goals? The place this becomes woo-woo is when you keep applying it. So I'm sitting here talking to you. Why am I talking to you? I'm talking to you because we're creating a little radio show. Why did I show up at all? Because, you know, I'm a business person. This is part of how I market my business and get people to know about me, is by appearing on media and sharing my philosophies and tips and so on and so forth. Well, why do I want people to come to my business? Oh, well, that's easy. That's so that I can make money, so that I can afford my mortgage. Why do I want a mortgage? So that I can have a nice place to live and family and friends come over and we can all have a good time. And if you really trace it all the way back, what you start to come up with is very large level things about your life, where you say it's the purpose isn't just the conversation you and I are having right now. This is part of a whole chain of purposes that lead all the way up to me having a satisfying life with people I love. Then I ask it in the other direction, and I say, okay, if what all of this is about is creating a life with people I love, is it working? Am I actually creating a life with people I love, or am I just filling all of my time with interviews and PR and marketing and work stuff, regardless of whether or not it's giving me the life that I want? And that's what a lot of people don't do. A lot of people don't trace what their purpose is up and then make sure that it's still working. You know, if you think that like Facebook is a great one, there's all this brouhaha about how you should be advertising on social media. What most people don't seem to know about Facebook is that if you post something on Facebook, only 7 to 10% of the people who follow you ever see it, even if they happen to be looking at their timeline at that moment. The most people who could ever see it, if they were all there at their computer the moment you posted your status update, would be 7 to 10%. Well, you know what? That's a great hit rate for direct mail, but, you know, that's about it. It's not, you know, it's if you've got 20,000 followers, you're not going to be reaching huge numbers of people. So it's important to go and double-check your assumption. And then in that case, the example was, will social media actually get me the kind of marketing reach that I want?
Today, we're joined by Steve Robbins, who is a veteran of 11 startups and 4 IPOs, a top 10 iTunes business podcaster, the Get It Done guy, and an executive coach who works with successful business people to grow their businesses and their lives here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Steve, how important is technology? You mentioned social media previously. How important is technology when it comes to getting things done?
This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I am one of the few human beings on the face of the planet who has been using the internet for a while. There's a lot of people who think they've been using it for a while, and they say, oh, I was doing it back in 1995. Well, I was doing it back in 1976, so I've got about 19 years on the so-called early adopters. And I've given a lot of thought, because to technology, to sell technology and to promote it, people have often said, oh, it will make us more productive, yada, 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 yada. Technology is very important to getting things done because it's a tool, and it's a tool that you use to accomplish certain tasks. Unfortunately, most of us have made it a place. We have structured our entire existence, now that we have cell phones, around interfacing with our technology. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Technology is a tool. If you're a carpenter, you don't sit in front of a hammer and stare at it all day. You go do your work, and when you need a hammer, you pull it out and you use it. One of the huge problems I see, especially in small businesses, with small business people and entrepreneurs, is that they become overly reliant on their technology for technology's sake. Remember, the business model of technology companies is they want to get you addicted to their product and get you using their product as much as possible. That's how they make money, especially if their websites or their ads supported, or they get paid per transaction. They don't make money by making you productive. They make money by getting you stuck at their website, which frankly almost always means you're less productive. I highly, highly recommend doing either an audit of your technology where you identify your hypotheses. I know a lot of small business people who swear they could never survive without email. Really? I mean, commerce survived the first 2,000 years of human history, or the last 2,000 years of human history without email up until the last 5 years. If you really believe that email is that important to you, double check your assumptions. Start tracking your email and the work that comes from it and the time you're putting in to that versus other ways you could use your time. I know a lot of people who spend their time doing things like email when, in fact, if you spend 10% of your time doing email but it doesn't account for 10% of your income, the balance is off. And you need to either outsource your email processing, get tools that help you more quickly get through your email, or stop using it altogether, which probably isn't completely feasible. But once upon a time, people had secretaries, and one of the secretaries' job was to go through mail. And I recommend to people that even if they have to hire someone using their own money these days, if email ends up using too much of your time, it may actually make sense to pay someone else to triage for you. And that applies to smartphones. That applies to anything that takes you away from the actual business of running your business and instead takes you into happy computer land.
Now, you have a chapter about relationships. Isn't that also out of place in a business book? But I mean, I would agree that it is in place, but some people may think otherwise.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've gotten asked to do speeches before, and people say, "Could you come do a workshop on productivity?" But please leave out the part about relationships. Yeah, that doesn't matter. Au contraire, that as far as I can tell, that's the key to everything because it's people who get stuff done, it's people who give you permission to do things, it's people who perform the introductions that you may need to key customers, suppliers, partners, etc. I believe that human relationships are how we get things done. Technology can be a facilitator of human relationships. It's not a substitute, but it can help them. It can help optimize them and so on. And I strongly recommend that most companies have a technology strategy in place about how they're going to use technology. I would say put together a relationship strategy, and not just the relationships within your company, but what relationships do you want to create in the future, and how specifically do you plan on doing it? Because, you know, these things can be done, but if you give them thought and take the time and effort to really build a relationship methodically, you can be much more successful than if you just kind of hope that you meet the right person someday.
Tell our listeners where they can get more information about your book online, as well as tap into your various resources and to be in touch.
Absolutely. My website is steverrobins.com. That's steverrobins.com. And I can be reached as stever@steverrobins.com. And my book is called Get It Done, Guys, 9 Steps to Work Less and Do More, longest book title in the world. Get It Done, Guys, 9 Steps to Work Less and Do More, which you can just search for. It's available in bookstores, on Amazon, every place where fine books are sold.
All righty. And in conclusion, if people took away one thing from today's program, an episode of Enterprise Radio, what would you want them to take away?
You know why you're doing what you're doing. And if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it. And that applies just as much to life as it does to work, as it does to why you're listening to this program. And, you know, you only have one life. Make sure that every moment counts. And what it means for a moment to count is it means it's taking you where you want to go and getting what you want out of life. Because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters.
A very enlightening conversation. He is Steve Robbins, who is a veteran of 11 startups and 4 IPOs, a top 10 iTunes business podcaster, the Get It Done Guy, and an executive coach who works with successful business people to grow their businesses and their lives. And the website of reference, once again, is steverrobins.com. Steve, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.